forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Todd Metallo, Lametco International, Dr. Bob Barefoot. Folks, believe me when I tell you, I take the products. They work for me. They're very inexpensive. And if you want some preventive maintenance without having to deal with going to the doctor and getting prescription drugs and basically arming your body, give them a call at 800-933-2565. I believe in them. I take them. And I know they work. Now, shifting gears here. I was going to go into the whole second hour regarding this U.S. military intelligence report and some of the crap coming out of our administration regarding the issue, and I may get into that as well. But I got an email here from my good listener, George, on an address that was made by Mayor Rocky Anderson. Now, for those of you who don't know, Rocky Anderson, the mayor, is the mayor of Salt Lake City, Utah. And I read through this, and I thought, you know what? This my sentiments exactly. I couldn't have said this better or more eloquently, and I want to share this with you. See how many of you it hits a nerve with. How many of you agree with this? Today, as we come together once again in this great city, we raise our voices in unison to say to President Bush, to Vice President Cheney, to other members of the Bush administration, past and present, to a majority of Congress, including Utah's entire congressional delegation, and to much of the mainstream media, quote, you have failed us miserably, and we won't take it anymore, unquote. While we had every reason to expect far more of you, you have been pompous, greedy, cruel, and incompetent as you have led this great nation to a moral, military, and national security abyss. You have breached trust with the American people in the most egregious ways. You have utterly failed in the performance of your jobs. You have undermined our Constitution, permitted the violation of the most fundamental treaty obligations, and betrayed the rule of law. You have engaged in or permitted heinous human rights abuses in the sort never before countenanced in our nation's history as a matter of official policy. You have sent American men and women to kill and be killed on the basis of lies, on the basis of shifting justifications, without competent leadership, and without even a coherent plan for this monumental blunder. We are here to tell you, we won't take it anymore. You have acted in direct contravention of values that we, as Americans who love our country, hold dear. You have deceived us in the most cynical, outrageous ways. You have undermined, or allowed the undermining of, our constitutional system of checks and balances among the three presumed co-equal branches of government. You have helped lead our nation to the brink of fascism, of a dictatorship contemptuous of our nation's treaty obligations, federal statutory law, our Constitution, and the rule of law. Excuse me. Because of you, and because of your jingoistic false patriotism, our world is far more dangerous, our nation is far more despised, and the threat of terrorism is far greater than ever before. It has been absolutely astounding how you have committed the most horrendous acts, causing such needless tragedy in the lives of millions of people, yet you wear your so-called religion on your sleeves, asserting your God is on my side nonsense, when what you have done flies in the face of any religious or humanitarian tradition. We'll be back in three and I'll finish this, folks. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Stick with me.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm reading an article that was an address put forth by Mayor Rocky Anderson. And I got this emailed to me by one of my good listeners, George. Thank you, George, for that. I'm going to continue with this because it's my sentiments exactly, and I'm hoping it's yours as well, folks. Your hypocrisy is mind-boggling. Mayor Anderson is speaking of the Bush administration, folks. And disgraceful. What part of thou shalt not kill do you not understand? What part of the golden rule do you not understand? What part of be honest, be responsible, and be accountable don't you understand? What part of blessed are the peacekeepers that you do not understand? Because of you, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. Many thousands of people have suffered horrendous lifetime injuries, and millions have been run off from their homes. For the sake of our nation, for the sake of our children, and for the sake of our brothers and sisters around the world, we are morally compelled to say as loudly as we can, we won't take it anymore. As United States agents kidnap, disappear, and torture human beings around the world, you justify, you deceive, and you cover up. We find what you have done to men, women, and children, and to the good name and reputation of the United States so appalling, so unconscionable, so outrageous as to compel us to call you to step aside and allow other men and women who are competent true to our nation's values and with high moral principles, to stand in your place for the good of our nation, for the good of our children, and for the good of our world. In the case of the president and vice president, this means impeachment and removal from office without any further delay from a complacent, complicit Congress. The Democratic majority, of which cares more about political gain in 2008 than it does about the vindication of our Constitution, the rule of law, and democratic accountability. It means the election of people as president and vice president who, unlike most of the presidential candidates from both major parties, have not aided and abetted in the perpetration of the illegal, tragic, devastating invasion and occupation of Iraq. And it means the election of people as president and vice president who will commit to return our nation to the moral and strategic imperative of refraining from torturing human beings. In the case of the majority of Congress, it means electing people who are diligent enough to learn the facts, including reading available national intelligence estimates before voting to go to war. It means electing to Congress men and women who will jealously guard Congress's role, prerogative to declare war. It means electing to Congress men and women who will not submit like vapid lapdogs to presidential requests for blank checks to engage in so-called preemptive wars, for legislation permitting warrantless wiretapping of communications involving U.S. citizens, and for dangerous, irresponsible, saber-rattling legislation like the recent Kyle Lieberman amendment. We must avoid the trap of focusing the blame solely upon President Bush and Vice President Cheney. This is not just about a few people who have wronged our country and the world. They were enabled by members of both parties in Congress. They were enabled by the pathetic mainstream news media, and ultimately they have been enabled by the American people, 40% of whom are still so ill-informed, and they still think Iraq was behind the 9/11 attacks, of people who know and care more about baseball statistics and which drunken starlets are not wearing underwear than they know and care about the atrocities being committed every single day in our name by a government for which we need to take responsibility. As loyal Americans without regard to political partisanship, as veterans, as teachers, as religious leaders, as working men and women, as students, as professionals, as business people, as public servants, as retirees, as people of all ages, races, ethnic origins, sexual orientations, and faith, we are here to say to the Bush administration, to the majority of Congress, and to the mainstream media, you have violated your solemn responsibilities. You have undermined our democracy, spat upon our Constitution, and engaged in outrageous, despicable acts. You have brought our nation to a point of immorality, inhumanity, and illegality of immense, tragic, unprecedented proportions. But we will live up to our responsibilities as citizens, as brothers and sisters of those who have suffered as a result of the imperial bullying of the United States government, and as moral actors who must take a stand, and we will and must mean it when we say we won't take it anymore. If we want principled, courageous elected officials, we need to be principled, courageous, and tenacious ourselves. History has demonstrated that our elected officials are not the leaders of leadership, and it has to come from us. If we don't insist, if we don't persist, then we are not living up to our responsibilities as citizens in a democracy and our responsibilities as moral human beings. If we remain silent, we signal to Congress and the Bush administration and to candidates running for office and to the world that we support the status quo. Silence is complicity. Only by standing up for what's right and never letting down can we say we are doing our part. Our government, on the basis of a campaign we now know was entirely fraudulent, attacked and militarily occupied a nation that posed no danger to the United States. Our government, acting in our name, has caused immense, unjustified death and destruction. It all started 5 years ago. Yet where have we, the American people, been? At this point, we are responsible. We get together once in a while at demonstrations and complain about Bush and Cheney, about Congress, and about the pathetic news media. We point fingers and yell a lot. Then most people politely go away until another demonstration a few months later. How many people can honestly say they have spent as much time learning about and opposing the outrages of the Bush administration as they have spent watching sports or mindless television programs during the past 5 years? Escapist, time-sapping sports and insipid entertainments have indeed become the opiate of the masses. Why is this country so sound asleep? Why do we abide? What is happening to our nation? to our Constitution, to the cause of peace and international law and order? Why are we not doing all in our power to put an end to this madness? We should be in the streets regularly, and students should be raising hell on our campuses. We should be making it clear in every way possible that apologies or convoluted, disingenuous explanations just don't cut it when presidential candidates and so many others voted to authorize George Bush and his neocon buddies to send American men and women to attack and occupy Iraq. Let's awaken and wake up the country by committing here and now to do all each of us can do to take our nation back. Let them hear us across the country as we ask others to join us. We won't take it anymore. I implore you, draw a line, folks. Figure out exactly where your own moral breaking point is. How much will you put up with before you say no more and mean it? I have drawn my line as a matter of simple personal morality. I cannot and will not support any candidate who has voted to fund the atrocities in Iraq. I cannot and will not support any candidate who will not commit to remove all U.S. troops as soon as possible from Iraq. I cannot and will not support any candidate who has supported legislation that takes us one step closer to attacking Iran. I cannot and will not support any candidate who has not fought to stop the kidnapping, the disappearances, and torture being carried out in our name. If we expect our nation's elected officials to take us seriously, let us send a powerful message they cannot misunderstand. Let them know we really do have our moral breaking point. Let them know we have drawn a bright line. Let them know they cannot take our support for granted, that regardless of their party and regardless of other political considerations, they will not have our support if they cannot provide and have not provided principled leadership. The people of this nation may have been far too quiet for 5+ years, but let us pledge that we won't let it go on one more day, that we will do all we can do to put an end to its illegalities, the moral degradation, and the disintegration of our nation's reputation in the world. Let us be unified in drawing the line and declaring that we do have a moral breaking point. Let us insist together in supporting our troops and in gratitude for the freedoms for which our veterans gave so much that we bring our troops home from Iraq, that we return our government to a constitutional democracy, and that we commit to honoring the fundamental principles of human rights. In defense of our country, in defense of our Constitution, in defense of our shared values as Americans and as moral human beings, we declare today that we will fight in every way possible to stop the insanity, stop the continued military occupation of Iraq, and stop the moral depravity reflected by the kidnapping, disappearing, and torture of people around the world. If you believe the above, folks, I challenge you to do something to save our country and the world. I believe Dr. Ron Paul is the man that wants to do the above things for his and our children and grandchildren. Please take a stand now and say, we won't take it anymore. Mayor Rocky Anderson. Very eloquent. Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that subject, speaking of Dr. Ron Paul, real quick snippet, folks. Ron Paul vindicated on Iran. This is by James Bovard. Ron Paul is the only non-Armageddon presidential candidate among the Republicans. He is the only person who staunchly opposes a massive first strike against Iran because of its alleged nuclear program. He has long been ridiculed for his aversion to preemptive genocide in the Middle East. The National Intelligence Estimate yesterday reported that Iran abandoned its nuclear weapons program in 2003. This blows to pieces the Bush neoconservative case for war. Bush knew this for at least 5 or 6 months, but he continued rattling his missiles and warning of World War III. If Iran did not kowtow to U.S. demands. Cheney has been even more bloodthirsty, as usual. Top Bush supporters like Norman Podhoretz are wailing that the intelligence agencies are cheating him out of another U.S. government-orchestrated slaughter of Muslims. Not exactly presidential metal. Podhoretz's words, but that's the soul of the complaint. In the fall of 2002, Ron Paul stood almost alone denouncing the phantom weapons, claims the Bush team was invoking to attack Iraq, and once again he's been proven right. We'll take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. I got more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. And, you know, the national or the U.S. intelligence report came out yesterday. You know, yes, the stock market's up. The dollar is up. You know, and everything's fine because the intelligence report came out. The United States refused to rule out a military attack on Iran and vowed to step up pressure on Tehran despite a surprise U.S. intelligence report saying that Iran had halted its nuclear weapons program back in 2003. Iran said the U.S. report had vindicated its stance, while UN Atomic Watchdog Chief Mohammed El-Baradei said the document could help diffuse tensions. But U.S. President George W. Bush was adamant, of course, by the way, that the Islamic State was a threat and called on U.S. allies to step up pressure. You know, I ran across about four or five different articles regarding this today. And it's just literally, folks, it's comical. I mean, it really would be comical if it wasn't so tragic of what this, you know, this borderline moron spews forth regarding Iran. Listen to this. Iran was dangerous, Iran is dangerous, and Iran will be dangerous if they have the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon, George Bush told a White House press conference a day after the new intelligence assessment. My question is, do they not already have it? And if they don't already have it, couldn't they simply buy one? Wouldn't China or Russia sell Iran a nuclear weapon? I don't know. I mean, you know, think about this for a minute. Let's just say for the sake of discussion that you were the president of Iran okay? And your buddy, President Putin over there, and then the president of China, they knew that you had a neighbor in your backyard, Israel, who really did want you gone, all right? And they trade with you, and they kind of like you. You've never been a threat to them. And your neighbor, the guy that really, really likes you, has got, you know, how many thousands of nuclear weapons? Wouldn't you under the table sell him a couple just to protect your interest in it? I would. Think about that for a minute. And let me continue with this. The best diplomacy, effective diplomacy, is one in which all options are on the table, George Bush said. You see, they just don't want to back off. The U.S. intelligence report says Iran had halted its nuclear weapons program in 2003, but these guys are so deep into it, they are so neck deep, they just can't back off. Not only is it the tail wagging the dog, I mean, you know, Israel, the Zionist, the perpetrators behind this are telling them what to do and what to say. The National Intelligence – I'm not reading all this article. I'm just taking excerpts out of it here because I think it's fascinating, folks. The National Intelligence Estimate said United States allegations about Iran's atomic goals had been exaggerated for at least 2 years, although it could have the capability to make nuclear weapon by 2015. The atomic goals had been exaggerated. Now, who do you think it was or who do you think it is that's exaggerating? Think about it for a minute, okay? Who is exaggerating the capabilities to make the nuclear weapons? Now, we heard reports, I think, all the way back to last year that the CIA had reported that they would not have the capability of making a nuclear weapon for at least 10 years. But yet they've been beating the war drums here and painting Iran as this monster, okay, this act, part of this axis of evil, another Hitler, if you will, okay? And now the United States Intelligence Report comes out and says that Iran had halted its nuclear weapon program in 2003. Is it just me, folks? All right? Are we being played here? What's going on? Now, let me continue with this. I'm not going to read all of it. International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, had Al-Baradi, whose inspectors have been investigating Iran's nuclear drive for 4 years, called for immediate negotiations between Iran and its Western critics. But do you think that'll happen? No. Let's hear what Condi has to say. But United States Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice vowed to press ahead for tougher UN sanctions against Iran, saying the United States and the five other powers dealing with Iran on the issue must maintain their diplomatic pressure. Really? Why is that? I'll continue. There is time for diplomacy to work, but there isn't time to stop and say that we don't need the diplomacy, Rice said. Oh, my God. Well, of course, China and Russia have been reluctant to join UN sanctions against Iran. They trade with Iran. They're friends of theirs. All right. Well, so much for that one. Let's move right along here. I've got a whole bunch of them sitting here. I find it fascinating, folks, that here, you know, the United States United States Intelligence Report has come out and said that they stopped its nuclear weapons program in 2003, which basically backs this administration into a corner, and they're going, whoop, wait a minute, oh, we got to come up with something now. Listen to this one, another quote by George Bush. And now see if you can wrap your head around this one, folks. George Bush, if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. You don't want them to have the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. Well, why don't you try, if this is possible, getting the UN to draft legislation like S-1959 that would cause them to be homegrown terrorists, except on the other side of the planet. Does that make any sense? I don't know. We'll be back at 3. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Help me get my head around this one, will you? Be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I got a quick message during the break. Had this first I heard about it. Manny, my board operator, asked me if I had heard about Michael Savage getting kicked off the airwaves for making anti-gay comments the other day. Well, here we go again, which is no surprise. He's on a lot of Clear Channel stations, isn't he? Which you can't do that. That would be adverse to the hate crimes legislation. That would be adverse to what the B'nai B'rith and the ADL and the AIPAC and JINSA and all these lobbies are promoting. You can't do that, Michael Savage. You better get educated. Oh, well, so much for that. That's all I know about it, folks. I can't go into any elaborate detail about it. I got to get back to what I was talking about on this national intelligence estimate. And I want to go through this quick article here. No Iran attack. You know, everybody's taking a sigh of relief, and the stock market's up, and everything's fine now because everybody says, "Oh, well, we're not going to attack Iran now." Well, Justin Raimondo says, "Don't be so sure." The release of the national intelligence estimate on Iran's alleged nuclear weapons program has everyone breathing a sigh of relief. According to our best intelligence, the Iranians stopped their weapons program in 2003. The liberal pundits and the more reasonable Sullivan-esque conservatives are shouting, "Hallelujah! War has been averted." And my response is, not so fast. Before we skew into all the reasons why we shouldn't be letting our guard down, however, let's take a moment or three to savor the war party's distress. This morning's edition of National Review Online is a veritable cornucopia of spittle-on-the-screen invective. There's a whole section devoted to debunking the debunkers, and each one, and every article is a study of sophistry elevated almost to an art form. Michael Ledeen avers that since you can't prove a negative, the National Intelligence Report estimate is wrong. Thus, there is no need for any empirical evidence, since after all, you can't be 100% certain, so Iran is guilty as a given. And weren't these same guys who thought Iraq had WMDs? What Ledeen fails to mention is that he and his gang agreed with that assessment, but in the solipsistic universe of the neocons, a different set of rules apply. Victor Davis Hanson is uncharacteristically laconic. Instead of the usual 1,200 words detailing why the failure to strike Iran yesterday will lead to a decline of the West and the victory of Islamofascism, we get little more than 200 words of self-contradicting evasions. The National Intelligence Estimate Report, taken at face value, proves the Iraq War was a success. After all, it succeeded in deterring the Iranians, who would have gone nuclear had they not witnessed the wrath of the Americans up close. He then returns around, however, and refutes himself by smugly asking us to expect a variety of rebuttals to this assurance that the 4 years of Iranians haven't gotten much closer to producing weapons-grade materials. So then, the Iraq war did not sufficiently impress the Iranians to divert them from going down the nuclear road. So, which is it? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning Ledeenian incoherence and 10 meaning a chameleon-like ability to mimic rationality, I give Michael Rubin a 9. He's a clever boy who can think of 6 different reasons why no means yes. What about the Syrian episode, Rubin asks? Doesn't that prove the Iranians are going after nukes without having to produce one themselves? But it proves nothing of the kind. The Syrian episode is an elaborate hoax carried out by the one country that has everything to gain by provoking war between the U.S. and Iran. The best analysis I have seen describes the Deir el-Zor strike as an attack on a giant underground weapons depot where medium and long-range missiles bought from North Korea and Iran are stored. My best guess is that Israel's Amen Corner in the national security bureaucracy saw the national intelligence estimate coming and engineered the Israeli strike to raise the possibility of imported nukes. Forgetting that the NIE is supposed to be entirely wrong, Rubin avers that it proves pressure works and that it's time for another round of sanctions on Tehran. If they do what we want, punish them. And if they don't, punish them some more. This is the neocon prescription. Torture the world and don't let up when they scream and never take yes for an answer. Rubin has all the talking points laid out like pearls on a string. If they stopped in 2003, then weren't they talking about the dialogue of civilizations in somewhat less than good faith? Except we don't know how advanced that program was or how seriously they took it. And in any case, as things now stand, they won't have an operable nuke for at least a decade. Evading this vital piece of information is the whole point of Rubin's Olympic-level display of verbal gymnastics. The best defense being a good offense. Rubin comes up with this. Will the analysts who agreed with Iran come clean and explain how they got it wrong? Who are these analysts, and how exactly did they get it wrong? No one said the Iranians didn't have nuclear aspirations. What the analysts inside the government and in the neocon think tanks were saying, and continue to say, is that the Iranians aren't even close to going nuclear, that they've had technical difficulties and just don't have the capacity at present. There is no imminent threat, no need to act, no reason to put a military strike against Iran on the table, as have all the Democrat and Republican presidential candidates except Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul. See, folks, it's not about this. It's never been about this. Okay? It's about, well, the Iran oil bores, for one. They don't want to use American dollars anymore. They want to go into euros. All right? That's one of many reasons. But let's continue. According to Rubin, it wasn't the alarmists like myself who got it wrong. The Iranians are inveterate liars and can't be trusted under any circumstances. What's difficult for the neocons at this point is to transfer the liar, liar, pants on fire epithet to our own government. are they now saying we can't trust the CIA, the DEA, and the rest anymore, that we trust the Iranian mullahs? Has the American intelligence community been infiltrated by the Revolutionary Guards? Good luck with that one, guys. Oh, this is truly a comedic situation, and I just can't help taking an inordinate amount of pleasure in listening to the chorus of outrage that has greeted the national intelligence estimate in neocon land. It's like music to my ears. Ah, but I'm saving the best, Norman Podhoretz, obviously, for last. For now, we'll just have to content ourselves with the second and third tier neocon hacks at NRO and the Weekly Standard. I'm just getting warmed up. I had an especially good laugh over Frank Gaffney's contribution, which dismisses the national intelligence estimate with the assertion that since no one outside a very small circle in Iran has certain knowledge about the current state of Iran's nuclear weapons program, therefore, we had better be prepared to use military force. In Gaffney's world, life is risky. If you can't prove you aren't a terrorist, then get ready for Guantanamo. You know what? And that statement holds true with us, folks. And I'm sorry to be laughing, but if S-1959 goes through and George Bush, frothing at the mouth, signs it, okay, if you can't prove you're not a terrorist, get ready for a prison camp. Countries have it worse. Washington must know for certain that a given country isn't about to nuke Washington, and they're guilty until proven innocent. If you're the leader of a Muslim nation in the Middle East with a long history of hostility to Israel, expect an attack at any moment. Poor Seth Liebson is beside himself. He's so distraught by the national intelligence estimate that he does us all a service by compiling a wide range of sources for the report's conclusions. The New York Times attributes the estimate to new information obtained from covert sources over the summer. The Washington Post says it intercepted calls between Iranian military commanders that steadily chipped away at an earlier assessment. The Washington Times points to the defection of a senior Iranian official, Ali Rez Asghari, who defected to the West during a visit to Turkey in February. USA Today, on the other hand, somewhat vaguely claims it was news photos that played a major role in turning the spooks around. Maybe it's all of this, Liebson continues, to which one can only add, duh. The Weekly Standard runs one Thomas Jocelyn, a blogger associated with fringe neocon David Horowitz and his David Horowitz Freedom Center. As a self-proclaimed terrorism expert, Jocelyn had the honor of being cited by Rush Limbaugh recently for proving that Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden really were in cahoots, in spite of the National Commission on 9/11's conclusion that no such links existed. He demands that the intelligence community immediately release to him the evidence for its conclusions. This, in spite of his acknowledgement in the beginning of his piece, that it can and should do no such thing. The national intelligence estimate seems to have unhinged the lesser neocons, who are reduced to the sort of noises a small mammal makes when cornered. Norman Podhoretz, however, is quite a different story. His contribution to the debate, as a perfect gem of the purest nihilism, a textbook example of bizarro world logic. According to Podhoretz, since the last national intelligence estimate was wrong, this one cannot be right. They were wrong then, he wails, so how can we trust them now? The principle applied to, say, the realm of science would ensure that no progress, no advance on the road to truth, no technological or theoretical innovation would ever be possible because, after all, scientists have been wrong before. But truth is not Podhoretz's concern. He already determined a priori that the truth is whatever he says it is. Excuse me, man. I'm sorry. This kind of radical subjectism leads naturally to an accusation that the whole thing is a political ploy by Bush haters in the national security bureaucracy who are sabotaging the lovely war he thought he talked the president into. Podhoretz has dark suspicions, he confides, that the intelligence community is bending over backwards to avoid the mistakes it's made during the run-up to war with Iraq. Naturally, he avoids mentioning that he, Norman Podhoretz, was just as wrong as they were, if not more so. So why, given his own bizarro world logic, should we believe anything he says? According to Norm, it wasn't the Iranians who succumbed to pressure from the international community to end their nuclear weapons program. It was the intelligence community that caved into pressure in producing this National intelligence estimate. Intercepts, defectors, new photos, whatever. He isn't interested. The whole thing is a plot by the advocates of appeasement to undermine the sacred goal of killing thousands of Iranians and embroiling us in another war in the Middle East. Okay, that was fun now, wasn't it? Yet there is a price to pay for all this glorious gloating. All pleasures, my Catholic conscience tells me, comes with a price. A number of commentaries are now certain that, as Fred Kaplan puts it, if there ever was a possibility that President George W. Bush would drop bombs on Iran, the chances have now shrunk to nearly zero. The Iran nuclear issue has always been a slow-burning fuse. It took the neocons a good decade to gin up the invasion of Iraq and frame the Ba'athist regime on charges of covert WMDs, taking on the much more formidable Persians in the face of more skeptical public naturally requires an even greater effort. Think of it as a long-term project, one that has been set back for the moment, but the damage isn't irreparable. The national intelligence estimate can always be revised, although we can say with confidence that the thorough debunking undertaken by the intelligence community in this instance has thrown the war party on the defensive, hence the howls of rage coming from the peanut gallery. However, the nuclear issue has never been a primary thrust of the neocons' case for war with Iran. Far more important has been the accusation that we are already at war with Iran because they're supposedly funding, harboring, and directing terrorist activities against U.S. troops in Iraq. According to what the administration has been saying for many months, the Iranians are killing U.S. soldiers, so when are we going to take them out? Hillary Clinton, too, is asking this question. That's why she voted for the Kyle Lieberman resolution declaring the Iranian Revolutionary Guards to be an official terrorist organization. The only time a military component of a foreign regime has been so defined... Oh, yeah, that's the only time it's been defined. Kyle Lieberman will give the president full authority to engage in hot pursuit and precipitate a cross-border incident with Iran that could easily escalate into a full-scale military conflict. It's a very long Iranian-Iraqi border that snakes through every enclave of the ethno-religious tension in the region. Somewhere in that vast and volatile wilderness, the first shots of what George W. Bush warns is going to be World War III will be fired. It's the most likely scenario, far more plausible and defensible than a strike at what the administration claims are nuclear facilities in or near heavily populated Iranian cities. War with Iran is no less likely now than it was last week, last month, or last year. Indeed, it was conceivable that the chances of such a provocation occurring sometime before we get a new president have increased, precisely because the war party has been dealt such a devastating setback on the nuclear front. Desperation makes people do very odd things, and in this case, I would reverse one of the Victor Davis Hanson and Michael Rubin's arguments and apply it to those seemingly intent on taking us into yet another disastrous war, including the president. Hanson and Rubin argue that the Iranians are not entirely of sound mind, that all that stuff about the 12th Imam returning indicates an irrational millennialism that can only end in a nuclear conflagration. In short, the Iranians are crazy. I suggest Rubin, Podhoretz, et al. Take a good long look in the mirror. Unlike on Iran's hardliners, ours are openly calling for war. As crazy as Ahmadinejad and his pals may be, Podhoretz and his pals are even wackier. I'd sure like to believe that the relatively rational sectors of our government, the professional intelligence analysts, the career diplomats, and assorted realists in the national security bureaucracy, have succeeded in putting a stake through the heart of the neocons and spiking the much-rumored war plans of this administration. Unfortunately, I owe it to my readers to tell it like it is. Don't break out the champagne just yet. Oh, and keep your eye on the Iran-Iraq border, including the somewhat blurry line of demarcation in the Gulf. We aren't in the clear yet, not by a long shot, and we won't be until all the troops are out of Iraq. That just cracks me up. And, you know, it's not funny, really, because who are these people, folks? You know, and I remember going all the way back, oh, Jesus, a couple years ago, you know, when I woke up to this whole thing and I started taking a good look at, you know, Iraq and what was going on there and Iran and the war drums beating and the fact, I remember looking at the possibility of an Iranian oil bore way back and was supposed to have been launched in, let's see, I think it was March of 2006. And I remember reading that as really one of the prime alternatives, or one of the main reasons why the United States kept beating the war drums, is because the Iranians were sick of using U.S. dollars even back at that time, and they wanted to convert over and use euros, and they were going to do put together this oil bourse, which is a kind of a stock market, to do it. And so this has been going on ever since I've been awake. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at all this stuff going back and forth, and all the fear mongering that's going on, and some of the statements that are being made by members of this administration that are totally, I mean, literally just totally out of whack. This statement that George Bush makes: if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. And my question is he accusing them of thought crimes now? And again, you know, he's talking about this on the one hand from a nation that has never attacked anybody, at least in recent history. Yet on the flip side of the coin over in the United States here, Representative Jane Harman, the congresswoman from California, introduces H.R. 1955, which passed 405 to 6. It's now in Congress, now in the Senate under S-1959, making all of us possible thought criminals. You know, are we living in the twilight zone here? I'll be back after the break. Final segment coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Sometimes I just gotta scratch my head, folks. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment coming up here, and I'm reading another one of these articles, folks, and I just have to laugh. I mean, it's so tragic, really. I mean, listen to this one. Again, this is George Bush here. I view this report as a warning signal that they had a program. They halted the program, the president said, and the reason why it's a warning signal is that they could restart it. And the thing that would make a restarted program effective and dangerous is the ability to enrich uranium. And so, as a result, Bush says Iran was dangerous, Iran is dangerous, and Iran will be dangerous if they have the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. So what's his solution? Well, I guess he thinks that he should just nuke them off the map. That's like me getting behind the wheel of a car. He did start the car. He did drive it down the road, and he did stop it. Just by virtue of the fact that he did start the car proves that he has the capability of doing so. Let's nuke him. it's about that kind of logic. Anyway, in closing, let me say this. Victory for Iran. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said the intelligence report represents a victory for his country. The report released December 3rd is the announcement of the Iranian people's victory in the nuclear adventure in the face of all the world powers, he told a rally in the western city of Ilam today. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Joe Biden, a Delaware Democrat, said the president's anti-Iranian rhetoric in the face of the new intelligence undermines America's credibility around the world and erodes Bush's trustworthiness with the American people. It erodes it? I didn't know he had any. I thought it was gone a long time ago. Let's see. Biden, 65, in a conference call with reporters, accused Bush of deliberately misleading the public by saying on October 17th that Iran's nuclear ambitions risked World War III, even though he knew by then that the intelligence community was reassessing whether Iran still had a bomb program. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. I got to go back to this. And here's Condoleezza Rice. United States Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said Iran remains a dangerous and problematic regime. Now, the question is why? Really, you know, what they're not telling you is that Iran is a dangerous and problematic regime because Iran is sick of using American dollars and having their value of that currency deflated through inflation with all of the money that's being printed, and they want to open an oil bourse and use euros and other forms of currency. And that flies in the face of what the United States government likes. So, yes, they're problematic and dangerous. Let's see. What else can I do here? I circled a whole bunch of these, but I've got them scattered all over the desk now, and I have to go in and find them. At any rate, the bottom line is that, you know, if this wasn't so tragic, folks, it would be a comedy routine. Oh, here's one more. Rudy Giuliani, okay, one of our candidates for the Republican nomination of president. More than any other candidate, Giuliani has made getting tough on Iran central to his platform. At his campaign stops in Florida and across the country, Giuliani trumpets his willingness to take whatever action necessary to thwart Iran's nuclear ambitions. I wonder if that just let the air out of Giuliani's balloon. Oh, here we go. Giuliani's campaign said Tuesday that the findings in the National Intelligence Estimate report do not change his belief that Iran is a threat. And there's the key issue, folks. It's called belief. You know, the truth is what you believe it is. Make an assessment on the preponderance of the evidence what the truth is, because the truth is what you believe it is. With that, it's the end of another day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's National Intel Report, end of another day. Hope you have a good rest of the day, and I will see you tomorrow, Thursday, with Cliff Harnick. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. With